The community garden story is much like the story of the labyrinth. Many people had the idea and desire for a community garden space on our campus, but it was only when someone with the passion, drive, and tenacity stepped up that the idea became a reality. It was during the PATH class, which he and Amy Keeler attended in 2019, that Kelly Logue was inspired to pursue the creation of a community garden. In April 2019, Kelly proposed a plant sale to generate funds for the garden. The ideal location was found. The approval of the board was obtained, and work began to create the space. Jack Frick, one of the early volunteers, shares more of the story about the creation of the garden.
And we had to dig almost 40 yards of solid rock with a pickaxe and a jackhammer in order to get irrigation line down that turned out to be so important to go to the garden as well as power. Then we wanted a fence. Once again, we had to dig through solid rock, burn up another jackhammer. Mm-hmm. And then there was a neighbor who had helped us who was from Eastern Europe. His property adjoins ours, and he could tell we didn't know anything about it. He has built with stone and grew up working with stone, as people in that part of the world do. Mm-hmm. So he came over and showed us how to split rock, how to dig a trench, and then we got the gardens. Oh, they are a wonderful team. They are here. They plant the crops. They harvest. They weigh. They measure. That food is put in our lobby. People that don't have food that want to come, if they want to make a free will gift, they can. Other people depend on the garden now for fresh produce and make a love offering.
This first year of the garden has been prolific thanks to a team of wonderful, dedicated volunteers. We recently dedicated the garden, and there is a special heart-shaped stone just inside the entrance, expressing the gratitude to all who were involved. Jack, in his interview, wanted to bring special recognition to one of the most important members of the garden team.
I come during the week when there's not a lot of people out there, so I see the garden at a different time. If people have noticed, I've heard several comments, you know, we are really lucky that we don't have a lot of rats that have come in to the produce, you know, the garden things. Nobody's ever seen a rat out there. This brings us to the most important member of the garden team. We have got a beautiful bobcat that lives out there. A few years ago, the Boy Scouts built a platform up in a monstrous oak tree. It's up there. The bobcat, most of the time, stays up there. He's got a 360 view of the property. And as he gets to know you, for example, when I walk under the platform, he doesn't run. He sets up there. He'll actually one day stuck his head over, you know, to look down at me, see what I was up to. The bobcat, we think, is responsible for the luck that we don't have rats here on the property. And so he's been doing a really good job.
As you stand here facing the garden and you look to your left, you will see a very special tree. Many call it the Hobbit tree. It is estimated that this tree is over 400 years old. It is so large that it looks like an entire grove of trees from Google Earth. It is believed to have been a landmark in the early days of Anderson Mill Road during the Civil War. This tree and the property around it was recognized to be something very special by the dowser that the church engaged before the construction on the sanctuary building was ever begun. Lou Goodwin Mark, who was so involved with the landscaping of the property early on, shares her memory of it.
And we walked the whole property, and he was telling me where the sacred places were. And over by this large, we call it the Hobbit tree, out front, he decided that was sacred land. It had been used by the Indians as a spiritual area for many, many years. So I've always felt like that area shouldn't be touched. We just need to protect that.
When the garden team was clearing the land for the garden, they also cleared out around the tree, so today we might all enjoy it.
Please proceed to stop number 18.